Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talk on a Monday morning. And Alan, the, you know, happy news. Schenectady and Albany, apparently some of the happiest places in New York.
Well, I have my doubts about the study. But because, you know, they name places like Yonkers and Mount Vernon and Schenectady and Cheektowaga and Albany, Syracuse. So they named a lot of places. One of their criteria was who gets up before 5 a.m. I don't quite get that. I mean, I think maybe it means this full employment. But whatever their criteria, that's what they came out with. I'm sure that somebody will put up a billboard outside of Albany saying one of the happiest places in America. Good. Terrific.
Well, not so terrific. Over the weekend, greeted to the allegations and the audio of Clippers owner, that's the Los Angeles Clippers NBA team. His name is Donald Sterling, and he's made some allegedly racial comments. President Obama has checked in, said they are incredibly offensive and racist. Just one more thing in this society to draw that distinction.
One wonders what goes on in the minds of these folks. Is it just plain arrogance that they get so rich that they think that, and this guy has all kinds of interests, that they can get away with anything and that they have a sense of entitlement as a result of this? You know, it's just puzzling to me that it keeps happening. This is a guy who for some reason was about to get and I say for some reason because I have my doubts about this, was about to get an award from the NAACP, who has, of course, canceled it now. But I say to myself, are people that desperate for money that they reward people like this?
The Supreme Court's going to take up the issue of police and cell phone searches, and the Times editorializing this morning, Alan, that they should have a warrant to do so.
Well, yes, it's the classic balancing act, the classic seesaw. On the one hand, how do you find the mafioso? How do you find the organized crime people? How do you do all of this stuff? So the answer is you get a warrant. Do we have the kind of judges who issue warrants for this kind of thing? A lot of people have cell phones, and the point of the cell phone is that you use it every day. You check all your newspaper articles. You check all your mail all the time. Do we really want Big Brother to the point where anybody can come on a fishing expedition and grab your phone? On the other hand, you know, we've got a very terrible world right here. People are trying to blow other people up and, as President Obama says, get into New York City with an atomic bomb. These are the balancing issues that go on in this society all the time. I don't like it, I can tell you that much. And the idea that our civil liberties are being curtailed the way they are is very frightening.
Is the genie out of the bottle?
Oh, I think so. I think that the genie is out of the bottle because the technology is out of the bottle and things have changed so greatly that there's no going back.